when it was built in the 1930s, was on the edge of town. It's now right in the middle of a residential area. There's a lot of residents who have said to me, we put up with the TT around that area because that's where the grandstand is. But it's changed. And of course it is changing. Things do evolve. And maybe it's time to have a look at having an international top-class motorsport event, which the TT is and which is what we want, in those sort of surroundings without having consulted or even taken into account the operational requirements in line with the fact that it is in the middle of a densely packed residential area. I fully understand the department has got to maximise what it can from the TT and the Festival of Motorcycling. I do feel there's got to be just a little bit of a balance, and that maybe perhaps onto that time at night might be just a little bit excessive. I mean, certainly if the racing is finished, it's been a good day's racing, I can understand keeping people on site, the people enjoying the atmosphere. But, I mean, would 9 o'clock or even 10 o'clock at night be time to say, well, look, thanks very much, we'll close that. And why don't you move down into Douglas to the nightclubs, to where everything is set up for the late night economy, which I think, obviously, is what is required.